Good morning. What's up? What's up? It's Cam. So it's about a little before 6 a.m. on a Thursday morning. I just wanted to drop a little bit of knowledge on y'all. Whoever might be listening, you know what I'm saying? It might give some perspective of what it feel like. You know what I'm saying? I think that there's so many ways to be successful, but you kind of know when you're getting close, when you start to run into strange situations. Let me give you an example. Like when you know to some degree you're making an impact, right? So I'm going to take you back to one of my experiences. So one time I was invited to do a live painting. This was like back in 2002. Person was like, you know, we have an event. I want you to do a live painting for me. How much do you need to do the painting? You know, I didn't really know. It was kind of new to me, the concept. I had done like one or two before, but you know, I ain't really know what to charge. I was tight on cash, but I was like, you know, 120, 150 sound good. You know, if you could do anything between that, that'll be straight. So this was like, keep in mind, 2001, 2002. If you on your grind, like how I was, this is like, it'd be obstacles. Like some people say that they on their grind, but they don't have any obstacles before them. I'm talking about some things that make a person work hard is because the difficulty level of their life. They life so hard, it make them go beyond what's necessary. So I didn't have a car. I was taking care of my mom at the time financially, you know, I'm kind of still doing that. And, you know, she had some income coming in, but it wasn't like, it just wasn't, this was going to be all my money at like 21, 22. So I was feeling the pressure, right? So when you got like strange obstacles, you know, back up against the wall, long hours or whatever like that, this is how you know when you're making an impact. So I go out to do the thing, and I had to take like 3 buses. I got my art supplies. I got my art bin. I got the easel I'm a paint on. I got like a backpack, and I had to take like 3 buses across town from like downtown. So I don't even remember where I was, like a neighborhood that I was not familiar with. So it took me forever to get out there. But when I got out there, I was so relieved. There's other aspects to the grind that's outside of, you know, when you're really a hard worker, you do more than what's necessary. So I'm the type of person where, yeah, you invited me out to do the live painting. But when I get there, my mind is always geared to engage the people. I'm trying to talk to the people. So, you know, I'm not just facing the painting. I'm communicating with people, talking to them. You know, yeah, some of them complimenting my work, but then they like, wow, we really like what you're doing. That's, you know, giving me a good vibe, motivating me to finish the piece. When people start, I didn't know then, but I guess that's called networking. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting numbers. I'm logging them into my phone and everything like that. This is how you know when the grind pays off. So I get out there, the live painting is done, and it's time to go home. I collect my cash. I get away of the painting. Everybody is blown away by how the piece looks. They like, this thing is so dope. I really appreciate the compliment, but mostly, you know, I'm like anybody else. I needed the money at that time too. I was long cash. But I was on a crunch on time. It turns out by the time I get to the bus stop to take the bus, the first of the 3 buses I need to take back, that bus stopped running. It was done for the day. So now I'm stuck out here in the neighborhood I don't know nothing about. That was gonna be only bus number 1 for 2 hours. Nothing ever showed. I couldn't believe it. This was back in the day. Wasn't like Google wasn't hot like how it is now. So now after 2 hours of waiting, realize there is nothing coming for me. I start to go through my phone or the networks of some of the people who I connected with that was just at this event. I was embarrassed like a mug. They just saw me do this live painting. They was probably thinking, she gotta have her junk together better than this. I called one of the guys. The guy comes scoop me up and drop me off at home. That's when you know you are. So, you know, this is the last of it. But, you know, when you're in a situation like that where you don't know how you're going to get home after you done put yourself out there, you done put yourself in another level that was beyond what was necessary. You did the thing, you were successful, but you still ended up in like one of the strangest eyeball situations. I made it home. You know, I'm in my apartment. I was sitting back and I was just thinking like, dang, a stranger who just had respect for what I was doing. I'm a young woman in a bad part of the city, waiting 2.5 hours for a bus that never showed up, with all these art supplies and fresh money, and a perfect stranger who was just at an event who just had respect for my grind. I was able, and that I fortunately networked with and connected with at the event, I was able to call them within a few hours of meeting them and just be like, hey, look, my bus didn't come. I really don't have anybody else to call. I just kind of want to see, do you know any cab numbers or do you know anybody that'll come through and I can give him a little bit of cash to take me home? He said, I know exactly where you at. I told him the location I was at. He said, I know exactly where you at. You in my neighborhood. He was like, we was just about to head out somewhere. He was like, I'm about to drop you off at home. Took me all the way across town. I wasn't worried about what was going to happen to me. Strictly on some respect. To me, as a woman, as a young woman, to have affected some young men on a level where, yeah, they picked me up, but I wasn't worried about anything. And for me to make it safely home, I wasn't worried about anything because I also didn't put myself out there on a level. I don't carry myself on a level where I had to worry about things like that. This is also another aspect of the grind that I think is very important. When you keep stuff professional, or you just show that you really about your grind and it's not about nothing else, then you kind of close the gap on people wanting extra from you and they just respect the work that you're doing. So I hope that this makes sense. This was part 2. Have a great day.